Well, it's exactly 1 year ago that evangelist Reinhard Bonnke went to be with Jesus. Today, I'm going to interview his widow, Annie Bonnke, one of my favorite people in the world. Such a precious time. I know you're going to enjoy it. Stay tuned. Well, I know that this is a new podcast, so there still aren't very many episodes to choose from. But I'm going to go ahead and predict that today's episode is going to be one of my favorite of all time. And I say that because of the person that I'm going to be talking to today. She is an amazing woman, a godly woman, a precious, precious woman, a leader, a pillar of strength in our ministry and in our lives. It's Annie Bonnke, the widow of evangelist Reinhard Bonnke. And I was able to sit down with her about a year after evangelist Bonnke went to be with the Lord. And, you know, as everyone realizes, so much has transpired in those months. The COVID pandemic, the lockdowns, all the crazy things that have happened in the world. And I wanted to get her take on it. And I think you're going to be really amazed by some of the things she said. But before we go to the interview, I just want to remind you to like, to subscribe, to hit that notification bell. There are a bunch more incredible episodes in this podcast coming up over the next few days and weeks and months, and I don't want you to miss a single episode. So make sure if you're watching this on YouTube, subscribe to the channel. If you're watching on Facebook, like that Facebook post. If you're watching this or listening in a podcast, make sure that you subscribe to that podcast. You'll be glad that you did. So without any further ado, let's go to this interview with Annie Bonnke. Hello, everybody. I'm here with Annie Bonnke, who is the widow of the late Pastor Reinhard Bonnke, who we all know and love so much. And Annie, I just want to thank you for taking the time to sit with me and answer some questions. I hate to intrude on your privacy like this, but you know, wherever I go in the world, people that love you always come up to me and they say hello, and then they say, how is Annie doing? And our offices, we're constantly getting messages and emails and letters asking how you're doing. It's something people are thinking about very much. And so I really wanted to be able to sit down with you and just ask, how are you doing?
I'm doing very fine. I'm amazed myself that I'm doing this well. Although I've got gray in the meantime.
Yeah.
But that has got nothing to do with, it's just my natural thing. And I am not living alone anymore. I moved to Atlanta to my daughter, Gabriel, and they made space in the house, and we're settling down just now. We are here 3 weeks, and we are doing fine. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, it's been almost a year since Reinhard died.
Yes.
You know, again, if you're watching in the future, this is the year 2020.
Yeah.
Evangelist Bonnke went to heaven last year in December. Jeez. On the 7th.
Yes.
And so it's been quite an interesting year for you. Yes. For a number of.
Yes.
Reasons.
Yes.
And I want to talk to you about some of the things going on in the world today as well. But before we get to that, how about your children? How about the grandchildren? First of all, how many grandchildren do you have now?
Eight.
Eight grandchildren.
Eight grandchildren, yeah.
And
five girls and three boys.
Wow,
yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And so just tell the people, how are your kids doing? How are your grandkids doing?
It was a change for all of us because Reinhard was dominant. He was just there. I grew up with that. Since we have married 55 years.
Wow.
And he was there. There was no problem for me to follow whatever he did. And I always say, I always also had a call for the mission work. So different than Reinhard, but I accepted it. There were many lonely hours because he was traveling a lot. Sometimes he was gone for 3 weeks and I was alone in a country. I didn't know the language.
Wow.
But I must say, I'm amazed how faithful God is, and what he promised, he does. So he was my strength. And now when Reinhard was gone, yeah, it was a change, not only for me, also for the children, because Opa always had something to say.
Yeah.
Something to say. So when we got engaged, we had the Psalm 113, verse 3, from the rising of the sun to the going down. And when his sun went down, mine is still shining, and I'm still relying on God to give me strength every day. As I say, it's a different, I have to choose now and I have to make decisions. And sometimes I say, Reinhard, what would you do? Sometimes he answers in my memories, sometimes he doesn't. So, and then I say, oh, I have to tell this to Reinhard, but then he's not there anymore. But I'm getting used to it now, a year is nearly gone, and I'm getting used to it. But at the beginning, nearly every day I said, oh, I must tell Reinhard, what would Reinhard do? But he's not there anymore. But he still answers in a kind of way that I accept it. And I must say, I'm amazed that it goes so well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of know what you mean on a small scale, because sometimes I can almost hear Reinhard say something, you know, in response to something going on in the world. And I know that in my heart, and in many of us, many of those even watching, we feel the loss of Reinhard.
Yeah.
And of course, we're at a distance. So I can't imagine how profound that sense of loss must be for you.
Yeah.
What's been the most difficult part of this last year?
To make decisions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he always made decisions, and we discussed it, and we came to a result. And now I had to do it alone. I mean, living alone, I find it difficult. I'm 82 years now. I find it difficult here and there. And the children don't want me to pick something up. They don't want to reach me high. Don't want to go, going steps is a little bit difficult. So I'm now living on the ground floor with a little bedroom and bathroom. But the whole house is mine. That's what they tell me all the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, I want to just say on behalf of all the people that wish they could be sitting here in my place talking to you, that we love you, Annie. Honor you the way we honored Reinhard.
Yeah.
And you were as much a part of this incredible thing that God has done and continues to do through CFAN as he was. And we love you. We love you. We're praying for you, and we thank God. I remember Reinhard often said that he wanted it to be the opposite way. He wanted to go first, because he didn't want to be without you.
No.
But he wanted to go one day before it, I think. And in one sense, I'm glad that that didn't happen, because we still love you and we still need you.
Yeah.
It's been a really strange year. I want to talk to you about that a little bit, and I want to get your thoughts on it. For those of you that might be watching this in the future, who knows, maybe 50 or 60 years from now, you're looking back and watching this video in archives, and you don't know the context. Let me just give you a little bit of context. The year, again, is 2020, and it's one of the strangest years ever, I would say. It started out with millions of acres that were burning in Australia, and then the president, they started an impeachment process for him. And then in March of this year, 2020, this thing happened called the COVID-19 pandemic, which literally brought the whole world to a standstill. Every country in the world almost was completely locked down. International travel stopped, restaurants closed, grocery stores closed, you know, the NBA stopped playing games, bars were closed. I think even Walmart closed down for a few days.
For a few days.
Which was something that we've never seen before. I mean, Walmart doesn't even close on Christmas Day. So, and for those that of you that are not listening in the future, for those of you that are watching this in the present time, you probably have forgotten, because of how crazy this year has been, all of the things that happened that have kind of just gone into the background because of this pandemic. Like, for example, Kobe Bryant was killed in a freak helicopter accident. You had the Harvey Weinstein arrest and scandal and the start of the Me Too movement. Murder hornets. Remember the murder hornets thing? Yeah. Murder hornets were found in the U.S. And then cities started burning, riots, raging wildfires in California, and all of this in an election year.
Yeah.
And so there's so much more, but Annie Reinhardt always had a really impeccable sense of timing. And somehow he managed, even in this situation, to escape these many sorrows just in time. But I wanted to ask you, what do you think, if Reinhardt were here, what do you think he would say about all
that's
this?
That's what we ask ourselves many times. What would Papa say? We cannot answer it, but what he would answer, sometimes we can come up with it.
Yeah.
Not all the time, but yeah, we said, what if Papa still would be here? What would we do? We would lock him away because he was very sensitive and also health-wise. Mm-hmm. We would have locked him away and nobody would, as we are used all our life, we always had visitors, yeah. Always. Yeah, we would have stopped that a little bit.
Yeah.
But if he would have not done it, but we would have.
You would have made him do it, yeah. You think he would have willingly wore the masks and done all the social distancing?
If he went out, yeah. But then if he was locked up, even if he came home from a crusade,
yeah.
3, 4, 5 days, he says, oh, I have to get out. I have to get out.
Yeah.
I have to get out.
Yeah.
So, but if we would have locked him away, I don't know how he would have done.
Yeah, I think it's interesting to think about because Reinhardt was such a man of faith, and that's how the world knows him.
Yeah.
But he was not a person who stepped into danger recklessly either.
No.
He was cautious when that was the wise thing. So I almost think he would have been relatively cautious.
Yeah, I think so too, for a while.
Yeah.
But then I think he would have said, now it's enough, let's go out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the next question is, how do you think he would have handled all this lockdown and, you know, not able to travel, not able to go do crusades?
But that was his life. Yeah.
Yeah.
If he was home for 2-3 weeks, he had to go have a meeting somewhere, whatever. The best was a crusade.
Yeah.
And at the beginning, around the 80s, 90s, he had crusade nearly every month.
Yeah.
Not overseas, not mission trips, but also in towns around the country, wherever he was.
Yeah.
So, he had to have meetings.
Yeah, and I just want to also mention this. What have, you know, you've been locked down as well.
Yeah.
And that had to have been pretty uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And being alone at the same time.
I was not alone in that sense because during the day, Gabi and Susie came for a few hours. So I was not alone. But it was difficult on the weekends.
Yeah.
I said, Saturday and Sunday, you don't need to come.
Yeah.
It's a different, but it was for everybody, not only for me. Yeah. But they didn't let me go out for weeks.
You had just lost Reinhardt a couple months earlier.
Yeah.
And then you, I mean, normally, you know, I think when you have that kind of loss, you'd want to get away and go do something, get your mind off of it.
Yeah.
You had to be locked in that house where he was with all the memories and everything without anything to distract you.
Yeah. We had planned to go and visit Germany, my family. I still have got 5 brothers alive and 1 sister. And I said, I still want to go and see them once.
Yeah.
Before, just 82, you know you're getting older. So we were not allowed. So I said, okay, we are not allowed. It was in April. I said, let's do it October.
Yeah.
October, we were not allowed. Now we say, let's try it next year in March. But you don't know if it's allowed or not.
Yeah.
So, you're really locked down.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah. So we talked a little bit about what Reinhardt would think about all this. What about you? What do you feel like? What's going on?
What do I feel? Yeah. It's a different lifestyle.
Yeah.
Not only that he left, but also with this corona and whatever, it's different.
Yeah.
You cannot go say, let's go shopping. They don't allow me to go shopping. Let me say that. Yeah. But I still go sometimes. Yeah.
You've seen a lot of, you and Ryan are both, you know, from your childhood and, you know, all your ministry experience up to now, you've seen a lot of really extraordinary things.
Yeah.
Where does this rank, what's happening now with
top.
All, on the top?
I think that is top. Because it involves everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. you cannot go to church. Sunday morning, you sit in front of the TV, but it's not the same as if you go to church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a surprising answer, because you've lived through some very interesting times.
Yeah, yeah. But I think we don't know what's still coming.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have a sense of what's happening right now? I hear some people say this is God's judgment. Some people say it's political.
Said, yeah.
What do you think?
Some say that this is the great tribulation starting. I don't think so.
No. Do you have any sense of what's happening?
How can you? It will change like this now. No, a year ago, nobody would have thought this could happen.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's, yeah.
Is there anything that you're seeing that that concerns you a bit for the future?
Now, I have got 8 grandchildren. Last year, 2020, they didn't finish their school properly. They didn't do all the tests. They don't have a diploma. Mm-hmm. They don't. That somehow in life it will be still come up.
Yeah.
I think so.
It's true.
Yeah.
You and Reinhard lived through some tough times.
Yes.
And so you, I would consider you a veteran at handling tough times.
Thank you, but I don't think so.
But I mean, for a lot of people, especially younger people, this is the first really difficult time maybe that they've ever experienced, at least on a big scale.
Yeah.
You know, and like in my lifetime, there hasn't been a world war or something like that. And so what advice do you give to people about how to make it through these tough times?
Don't lose hope. Have faith that it somehow will go on. It may not go as we think it should go, but it will go on. I mean, yes, we lived through difficult times. We lived in a country that was curfew. Only from 8 to 6 o'clock in the evening you could be up. But Reinhard went out anyhow. And there were a few roadblocks where he had the gun in front of him. And I said, Reinhard, you should not go, you should not go. He says, I'm going. And then he said to the people with the gun, the soldiers that had roadblocks, he said, well, shoot me, shoot me. But he came home all the time. And he said, it's a turmoil outside. Everything is upside down. Nothing is normal. But when I come home, there's peace. Wow. Then I'm coming home to peace. So he liked that. I didn't like him to go out. Because it was dangerous.
Yeah.
But yeah, so.
Wow.
But he went out. He, as you said, he was not reckless. He was daring, but always somehow cautious.
Yeah. Yeah. It seemed like if he saw danger, he wouldn't step into
it. No, he would not step into it.
And I learned a lot from that because to me, especially when I was younger, faith meant just recklessly going into any situation.
No.
And Reinhard was one of the greatest men of faith that I knew, but yet there were times where he was very, very cautious and very patient.
Yeah.
And I learned a lot from that. What's next for you, Annie?
Next for me is looking after my grandchildren. No, they're not here. And see that the family stays close, which we do, very close. And you cannot plan anything ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How can people stay connected with the Bonnke family?
Through Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah, we try to keep it alive.
Because you guys are running Reinhard's Facebook page.
Yes, yes, we do.
Search, you can go on to Facebook and search for Evangelist Reinhard Bonnke and look for the one that says official page. And that is being still maintained by the Bonnke family.
Yeah.
And you guys are continuing even now to put out things from him, writings, music. Exactly. Reinhard wrote a bunch of music, and
especially
some of that is
he's
coming out very soon.
Yeah.
And so even though Reinhard's gone, he keeps giving to
us. He keeps giving,
And I think he wanted it to be that way. He wanted his writings and his sermons and all these things to live on beyond
his poet.
Him. Yeah, the poems.
His poet. Every morning, he said, Annie, I've got a new poem. Sit down, sit down. So I had to listen to the new poet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did that with me too.
You think the thing is right? I think that you have to little tweak a little bit here and there. So and after a few days, he got it right.
Yeah. Yeah. And those poems have been recorded.
Yeah.
Actually, there's a CD called The Poet's Pen.
Yeah.
And he was very passionate about
it. Oh, yes.
What do you think would be Reinhard's main ministry? And I think it would be Facebook. Or you think
it was Facebook. Yeah. Oh, I haven't done Facebook. I have to do Facebook.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
He would have been on a whole new level with the pandemic.
Yeah.
He probably would have driven all of us crazy.
Yeah, I think so.
Facebook every hour. So I've expressed to you on behalf of the many people watching how much we love you. And I just wonder if there's anything that you want to say to all of those that are concerned and sending their love toward you.
Yeah, okay. Actually, I wanted at the funeral, I wanted to say something, but then I'm very close to the water. So I will cry very easily. Mm. So I didn't. But I appreciated that the people still remember us, Reinhard and the family. And we are thankful. And we keep on praying for all those that have been praying for us in the past. And we thank you that you will keep on praying for us in the future. We need it. At this time, with the world how it is, everybody needs it. And I want to thank you all for staying faithful all those years that Reinhard was on the mission field especially. They always prayed for me, but I always said, you forget to pray for those wives, that there was a town, a sound man, the video guys, and the tent. There were so many people involved. And I said, they always have to pray for, and I want to say this again, pray for Daniel, pray for the whole crew that goes, and pray for all those that stay behind, because we all need it. And I'm so thankful that we can trust that God will bless you and bless us too. Thank you very much. We love you. Really, we do.
You know, Annie, every time we lose someone, it seems like heaven gets more and more interesting.
Yeah, it does.
And the earth gets a little less interesting.
Yeah.
Do you ever think about heaven?
Somebody gave me a book, two books actually, just when Reinhard passed away, about heaven. And I think heaven will be wonderful and different, as some people say in the books. Yeah. We cannot imagine it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But when you read then, the last book of the Bible, and you read it with a mind that is heaven all about, it's wonderful. It's just wonderful. I can't wait to go there. I hope my children didn't hear that.
I can't wait either.
Yeah, yeah.
Annie, we love you once again. Thank you so much for taking your time. Would you just pray for all of us?
Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for all your mercy, for all your love that you have shown during my lifetime. I thank you. And I want to pray for all those that listen to this message, that they will see Jesus. And we only want to promote Jesus. Yes. He only is worthy to receive honor and glory, and thank you. So bless. I also want to pray for Sifan especially, that it will go on, be a blessing in the whole world.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can come to you and know that you understand us, although we cannot say really in words, but we know you are mighty and you will bless us. Thank you.
Yes.
Bless Daniel and the whole crew, the whole Sifan family, and all of the world. We thank you. And we must say again, Lord Jesus, we love you.
Yes.
You are worthy. We praise your wonderful name. Amen. On behalf of the family, I want to thank each and everyone for the faithfulness. And I want to promise you, we will be faithful to pray for you too. Now, at the end of the year, Christmas is close. And we will pray for you. And we hope you will pray for us. Pray for Stephen. It's going on wonderful. And that is a great peace in my heart that it goes on and on because it is worth it. And God may bless you. Have a wonderful Christmas time. Amen. Bye.
Now, don't forget, if you have any questions that you'd like me to address on this program, or if you just want to get in touch with us, you can send those questions to questions@askdk.com. The DK stands for Daniel Kalenda, just in case you didn't make that connection. Again, that's questions@askdk.com. Also, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. If you're watching on social media, be sure to like the page or subscribe to the channel. I've got so much amazing content on deck for you coming through the rest of the year. You don't want to miss a single episode of Daniel Kalenda Off the Record.